Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House says Iran-backed militants in Syria launched a kamikaze drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, killing three Americans and wounding and injuring more than 30 others.
Since the war began, Iranian-backed militants have launched more than 150 attacks on U.S. forces in the region. But this was the first attack targeting American troops in Jordan. The U.S. has retaliated several times with strikes of its own. Several congressional Republicans have released statements calling for stronger action from the Biden administration. Pentagon officials have told ABC these deaths of American service members will likely elicit a strong response.
ABC's Selena Wang. A judge in Hong Kong ordered troubled real estate developer China Evergrande to liquidate after it couldn't restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders. San Francisco 49ers will meet the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl after they won their respective conference championships. This is ABC News. The drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that killed three American personnel and wounded more than 30, raising concern about a wider conflict.
Do you think Iran wants war with the U.S.?
No, I don't think so.
Joint Chiefs Chair General C.Q. Brown.
Do they want a broader conflict? Do you want us in a full-scale war? And that's the goal, is to deter them. And we don't want to go down a path of greater escalation that drives to a much broader conflict within the region.
The general on ABC's This Week broadcast. At the Louvre, climate activists hurled soup at the Mona Lisa. A story from Paris and ABC's Inez de la Cutera.
Calling for a sustainable food system, yelling, quote, our farming system is sick. Our farmers are dying at work. Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece is protected by a glass casing and wasn't actually damaged. This comes as French farmers have been protesting low wages for days, using their tractors to block some of the country's main highways. Inez de la Cutera, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, some fog and a low near 24. Fog and freezing drizzle on your Monday with a high around 36. For Monday night, snow and freezing drizzle possible with a low around 27. A few flurries Tuesday, breezy with a high near 34, high of 42 for Wednesday.
27 right now at our studios.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
Down the street,
Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
It's the way that you carry all the things you think you want. It's the way that you carry all the things you think you want.
It's the way that you carry all the things you
think. It's the way that you carry all the things you think you want. I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.
Somebody in England donated a jar of Uncle Ben's cheese sauce to a food bank. He's trying to
give back. Well, the jar expired in 1998.
Old Don Williams on, and there was dirt on that. station online at 98qcountry.com.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night's had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand at a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
You know, if I go to Mamaw's house, I guarantee there's Robitussin in her cabinet, the medicine cabinet, the bathroom. Because that's the one thing we always had on hand as a kid when we weren't feeling good. Robitussin. Well, hopefully it's not either out of date or one of the Robitussins that are being recalled right now, because there's two types of Robitussin cough syrup sold nationwide that are having a voluntary recall due to contamination of fungus in it. So you might want to look into that. If you got, I know there's like a honey Robitussin. That one's on the list. But Robitussin's good for everything. You skin your knee, dump some Tussin on it.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
Price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe in Fifield. It's the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast. It's all you can eat with adults getting in for $9 and children under 5 are free. Once again, that is Sunday, February 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Country Cafe for the Fifield American Legion's annual Super Bowl breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I've been thinking.
98QCountry.com.
Chase Matthew with Love You Again, Low Cash, and I Love This Life before that. My name is Penrod. A lot of Gen Zs and millennials don't love this life because they celebrate poly-employment. Well, they're not celebrating. That's what they call themselves. That's basically having multiple jobs at once. Do you have poly-employment? I think a lot of people in this world have poly-employment. And a lot of people have a side hustle, which I guess is poly-employment because, you know, they say the key to getting rich is having multiple income sources.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Some fog and a low near 24. Fog and freezing drizzle on your Monday with a high around 36. For Monday night, snow and freezing drizzle possible with a low around 27. A few flurries Tuesday, breezy with a high near 34. High of 42 for Wednesday. Right now, it's 28.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
Notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98 Q Country.
When you say I love you, or you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she matters to her.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Baby, and the way you roll.
So let's.